Hey guys, welcome to the Uncomfortable Soul. I'm Amanda and I am the host. Is it a host? I don't know what this is. We'll say host, at least for today. So I think that this is just going to be like a trash episode. I think that we're just going to talk about all of the things that are spinning around in my head and that I just want to get on paper. This isn't paper. Record, just to get on recording. Yeah. So we're just going to kind of roll with it. I am currently on a pedestal. No, that's not it. It's not a pedestal. What's that thing that people get up on and they yell from? It's like an old saying. Oh no. I know it's going to hit me at like 2:30 in the morning. I'm not really sure. Is it a pedestal? Soapbox. Soapbox. So there's this TikTok going around and it's like, can people explain to me why they say marriage is hard? And then all of these like people on TikTok are stitching it and they're like, it's not supposed to be hard. It's not supposed to be. You can hear from the mocking in my voice how deeply upset I am by this. Why? I feel a little judged. I feel a little judged. I would love for marriage to be easy. I would love for marriage to be easy. I would also love for being a mom to be easy. I would love for being a business owner to be easy and being a dog owner to be easy. I would just overall love if life was easy. But it's not for me. And this isn't like, oh, I'm a victim and everything's so hard. That's not what it is. It's that every day, most days, I choose to do the hard things. I choose to look at interactions with my husband and not placate him. I choose to not stay quiet. I choose to change my belief systems. I choose to question myself. My dog was dying at the end of last year. He couldn't get out of bed. He was crying in pain all the time. He had lumps all down the sides of him, and he was dying. And I almost just let him die. We had set the date to put him down. And I don't know what changed. I don't know why we didn't go that day. I think, oh, he had gone without eating for a day. And so we assumed that it was time and we put he hadn't eaten. And so we decided on that Thursday we were going to take him in, and I ended up giving him human food to see if he would eat it. And he did eat it. And now, every 2 weeks, I spend a whole day and like $150 to make a well-balanced, good food for my dog. And I put herbs in it, and I've researched, and I did this thing called a hedge apple, and I shove it down his throat every day, and he hates me for it. But he like is almost 10. He'll be 10 in July. And he like can jump up on his back legs now. He couldn't walk, guys. He couldn't get up. And so when I say that my life isn't easy, that's what I mean, is that he could have passed on. We could have put him down and he wouldn't be here today. But because I put in the hard work, he's still alive. He's still here. And he's, you know, old. Let's be clear. You know, I don't think that I don't think he's immune to dying now because I make his food for him. But I know that I put in the hard work and he has a much better quality of life. I know that it would be easier for when I'm interacting with my son to yell at him so I can make my point. I know that when I want him to stop throwing something at me over and over and over, I know that if I yelled loud enough and I scared him, he'd stop throwing it at me. I know he would because I did that when I was a kid. If I got screamed at loud enough, I stopped. If I got hit hard enough, I'd stopped. I'm gonna have to put a trigger warning on the beginning of this episode because I'm just like on one with this. But when my kid is throwing something at me, I look at it and I say, why is he throwing? Right? Because I think that for me, a lot of before I had my son, a lot of the things that I heard was, oh, the terrible twos, the even worse threes, kids are just awful and they're loud and they scream and they throw things. Yes, that's true. They do that. They do scream and they do throw things and all of those things, but it's all coming from a need. Nothing my son does is random. Right when he's throwing something at me, it's one of two things. Either I have not given him enough attention, he's asked for attention and I've blown it off and I haven't given it to him, or he has a sensory need, or it could be both. Most of the time, I think it's both when he gets into those things of throwing things. And if he throws something and I do react quick, even if it's with anger, he realized that he's going to get my attention quicker by throwing something at me than being like, "Hey, mom, I want attention." So that's why being a mom isn't easy. Is it's not about him throwing things. It's about me seeing my child interact with me in a particular way and realize that I could do something about it. So I've been trying to be more present with him. I've been trying to be off my phone less because, believe it or not, I am a millennial stay-at-home mom with a social media addiction. I just like it. And there's also this game that I keep playing. It's like you match stuff and it's just like makes my OCD like just feels so good. So anyways, so I've been trying to be more present. I haven't played that game in like 2 days. I've been trying to be more present. So yesterday I woke up and we 2 days ago I woke up and we made muffins first thing in the morning, and then we built some stuff with his puzzles and we spent like genuine, really good one-on-one time. I didn't touch my phone. I didn't interact. We didn't have the TV on, which we are a household that we have the TV on at all times because I have sensory needs and so does he, and it just is easy for us. So because I did that and I was present with him, I was able to step away and feel okay about taking space. And he would come to me and say, "Hey, mom, I want attention." And I was like, "Hey, buddy, we just did this morning. Mommy has to do this. And we're going to go do this afternoon together, where we're going to spend real good one-on-one time together." And so there is, it's harder, right? Like, so anyways, the original TikTok where it's talking about marriage. When I got married, I thought that meant now that we're tied together, that everything was going to be okay. That knowing that I agreed to be with this person for the rest of my life is what would keep us together. And honestly, that is, in my opinion, what was destroying our marriage. So I know I did an episode where I was talking about the twin flame thing and all of that. And I'm going to be honest, I can't really remember what I said in that episode. And I'm not going to re-listen to it right now. But I know that with that understanding that we were supposed to just be together forever, it took out the hard work that we needed to do to be happy. And, you know, maybe there are people out there that marriage isn't hard for them, and maybe they were shown a healthy marriage and that's why it's easy for them. But I never learned how to have healthy relationships. I never saw a healthy marriage ever of anyone in my family. Or any adults in my life. My life was full of marriages that were full of addictions and what's that thing when you cheat? There's like a fancy word for it. Affairs, you know, and divorces and physical abuse and verbal abuse and emotional abuse. And so marriage is so hard for me. It's so hard. But I do know, you know, in their defense of the people that I'm screaming about right now that are making these TikToks that make me feel so personally attacked, in their defense, I know that the more work I do on myself and the more I question my beliefs and the more vulnerable I get, the easier my marriage is. I know that yesterday was a hard day for Liz and I. She has some stuff going on. And it triggered me like nobody's business, and it sent me into a you know, that hopeless spiral of things were going to get really hard again. And I communicated with her and I was like, "This is too much and I'm not okay and I'm spiraling." And she was like, "Hey, I didn't mean to put that on you. Like, what can we talk about? What is it that I can give you or can we talk about that will help pull you out of the spiral?" And we walked through it together and we discussed it. And I felt much better by the end of the conversation and a little blamey. A little, I wanted to be like, "What the fuck? Why didn't you just say this from the beginning?" If I didn't say fuck so much, I wouldn't have to label this as an explicit podcast. Maybe that's what they mean by it's easy. Are they saying that the heart, that the, because it's hard for me though. It's hard for me to be vulnerable. It's hard for me to be honest and be like, this hurts. You hurt me. Or I'm afraid. It's hard for me to be like, I'm so afraid that we'll end in divorce. I'm so afraid that you don't love me the way you say you love me. And for me, right, it's a lack of love for myself when those things happen. And it's hard, right? Because, you know, spiritual people scream, if you love yourself enough, it doesn't matter if others love you. Yeah, in a perfect world, right? If I'm only a spiritual being, then yeah, that makes sense. However, I am a human being and I have needs. As a human, I need other people. I need community. I need confidants. I need people I can call and say, hey, I'm not fucking well. Can you just tell me that I'm well, please? I need people to confide in me so that way, when the voices in my head are telling me I'm not worthy, I can say, no, I must be worthy. This person just called me to be vulnerable with me. I must be worthy. You know? So that's what I feel about that. What else did I list that was hard? Being a business owner. Ugh, gosh. I will probably do a whole episode, I think, on, oh my gosh, it just hit me that a few of my friends have been like demanding a another episode, and this is a fun little rant. Oh my gosh, I might just release this as a little fun. Hey, here's another episode real quick because it's just a quick rant that I'm screaming about. Ooh, I could call it something like minis, because like all those podcasts do that. I am having a good time with this. So I am grateful for everyone that's listening. Like all 16 of you, I think, listened to my last episode. I'm very grateful. And this will be the quickest turnaround episode that I released. So, you know, I think I just will wrap it up there of like, because I want to do a whole episode about my business and really give my business the attention and vulnerability that it deserves, because it really has pushed me to grow as a person. And it's made me challenge myself and get out of my comfort zone, just because my whole life I just thought that I could never be a business owner. And here I am owning a business that's helping people. So, yeah. So, to conclude this, the episode started with me being greatly offended by a TikTok of people saying that marriage shouldn't be hard. And I guess the conclusion of this episode is, for me, marriage is hard because it pushes me out of my comfort zone and it makes me uncomfortable to be honest and vulnerable and intimate. Don't even get me started. I'm gonna probably have a whole episode about intimacy, which I guess I kind of do with my connection one. It doesn't matter, guys. I'm just ranting at this point. So I'm gonna go. I'm so grateful for anyone that's listening and for having this space and technology that I can release these things. So yeah, thanks for listening to another episode of The Uncomfortable Soul. Eventually, I'm gonna put like music at the beginning and the end, but you know, I'm still recording on my couch, guys. Thanks.